Welcome to your Zuring Volunteer Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is for devotional reflection every day and also being able to take us further into an apologetics perspective on what we are doing. This is Brianne signing on, and I have Miss Erin Lasky. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning.
We just kind of wanted to give you some background on why we chose this curriculum in the first place. So, Erin, from your perspective, as we were looking at different options, why did we choose Zoomering?
I think that there were really two key things that we are looking for in a curriculum. And the first, of course, is we want it to be biblically grounded. We want the Word of God not just to be taught, but that it would be handled in a way that presents it as authoritative, and the truth is not something that can be ignored. When we bring these stories from the Bible, they should be reliable and also accessible to the kids' lives, that they are written in a way that the kids can understand them and apply them directly into their own lives. Aside from that, which of course is our primary objective, we also want them to be fun, but not just froofy fun. And we want it to be purposeful and intentional in the way that we approach the fun part of the curriculum. And as much as we were all hoping for that expense-paid trip to Australia really figure out all of the ins and outs of this curriculum, we were more looking for one that would give the kids fun while keeping it constantly tied in with God's words and the truth that we were teaching them there. So we didn't want a curriculum that just got lost in the theme and the fun of Australia, but really was teaching them God's word along with that.
And that does remind me, there might be some kids on Monday morning who are a little sad that we're actually not boarding a plane, because I've had a lot of those questions. However, I hope that that experience, right? And so one of the reasons we do VBS is in our terms of discipleship, we're really trying to hit on the experiential part of this, the relationships and the truth. And I love everything that you just said. And I feel like right now, even in the fall, when we were picking out this curriculum, looking at the cultural moment of our world, right? This just seemed like it would be a beautiful opportunity. And I love the way that God has written the story between then and now, that now this is a raging cultural moment of the value of life and why we hold to these truths. And so it seems like we can just take these kind of really big issues, bring them down to an appropriate level for our students, and get their minds really thinking about what this is. And so in that, over the next couple of days, as we kind of create this space in the podcast to have this devotional reflection and to talk about these apologetic perspectives further, there's just a couple of thoughts that I wanted to share with you guys today in this little teaser. And that is that we really believe that our Christian faith is not a blind faith. We believe that God is faithful and true, and we have confidence in the fact that when he tells us that he has done something, that he has done that, and that the things are according to his word. I think for all of our volunteers, I'm excited for the conversations you might have this week. And I also want you to be thinking, if there's questions that you don't know have the answers to, that's okay. Let's figure out who we can kind of brainstorm those things with. Let's come bring those to any of us on the core team, or Pastor Michael, Pastor Matt, Pastor Dean, Steve, and just be able to be like, yes, what are these kids? These are great questions. But we want our volunteers, that anytime that you see a truth claim, that you are really putting that up against God's word. We want to make sure that in this next week, we are not spreading bad arguments, bad reasons why we should believe something, like, well, it just because God says so, and just because these different things, right? We want kids to be able to look at, yes, because God says so, and this is what's behind it. This is the apologetics that support that. And so we want to make sure that we are teaching our kids to be critical thinkers, and that we're being critical thinkers ourselves. We believe that there's so many different false claims around so many of the issues that we're going to be talking about on a daily basis. Each day when you listen to this podcast, we're going to get into some of what those false claims are. And really what false claims are there for is to be able to distract us and to be able to draw us away from Christ. And we believe that in Jesus is all treasure and knowledge and wisdom. And we want to be pointing kids to the power of the gospel and the truth of what that is. And that if anything is contrary to that, that we're asking them to stop and to really compare what that is and to dig into what Jesus says is true and to be able to go with that. And so Ken Ham, he has a little acronym here that I wanted to introduce to you guys today when it comes to critical thinking and trying to just think through some of these things. And as the adults, as the volunteers, as the junior volunteers, everyone who's listening to this, I want you to just kind of burn this on the back of your eyeballs. So as you're looking at this week and the things that we're talking about, you're kind of putting it through this acronym. The acronym is the word ASK. The acronym ASK starts with the letter A, and the A in this acronym stands for authority. We are asking each of you, each of us, as we're trying to develop these critical thinking skills, to be thinking, what authority does this person make a claim by? Someone makes a claim about science, a claim about the value of life, the beginning of life, the end of life, all these different things. Are they credible? What authority are they making this by? And we want to be making sure and paying attention that we are putting ourselves under the authority of God's word. And if something contradicts that, we are choosing to believe God's word and what that says. The second letter is S. And S stands for the starting point. We want to be looking at, where is this person coming from in their starting point? Because we believe that there's really only two starting points. The first one is God's word or man's word. And whatever people end up thinking from those two starting points, they kind of had to interpret that in their process. And I think there's a little saying that Pat Salvaggio used to say to me. And he says, there's two choices on the shelf, right? Pleasing God and pleasing self. And when we're looking at that, we're really beginning to see those are our starting points for every choice, every thought that we think, and everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we see that so clearly in our culture today, right? Where they are just going full force into looking at life through self-focused eyes. And it causes them to reinterpret everything that they see and do, the choices that they make, the way they evaluate those choices even. Like, we look at moral standards and there isn't a standard. It's a personal, individualized perspective on the world. And it's self-driven. It's very self-motivated. And at the heart, it's trying to figure out, how can I be happy? What is the best truth for me? What does peace mean to me? What does love mean to me? And all of these words have been redefined by self. And so we need to take this week then and flip them back to that second option, that we are aligning according to God's word and God's design. Happiness is not some vague whatever you want it to be. And life is not defined by how you feel like you want to define it. God's word has tangible definitions for all of these areas of our lives and all of our values. And we need to make sure that we are rooting our truth in that, and that we are driving our kids constantly back to rooting themselves in that as well.
Because that's also ultimately where they're going to find peace.
Exactly.
Right? We don't see a lot of peace coming out from people who are redefining that moment by moment according to themselves, right? Because their selves changes, and that is just changing, and it's leading people to such confusion and such darkness. And that is not what we want for our kids and for ourselves either. And so the K in the acronym is knowledge. And so whenever we're seeing that a claim is being made, we want to make sure we know where this knowledge came from. How is it? Is it confirmable, right? Is it confirmable by someone's subjective, which means it's totally just depending upon what they think about it, right? Perspective or their interpretation of the information? Or is it confirmable because it's based upon some observational point? And so one of the things I want us just to be thinking about is, when we have a claim, when we have a claim in science, when we have a value, is that being interpreted? Is that actually a value statement of someone? Or is that something that we can actually confirm? And I want the kids to be thinking through that too. And in this week, I hope that they are able to see that the values, the beginning of life that we're teaching through them, these different stages and things that we have, they actually are confirmable. God's word is what is our authority, and it is also our starting point, along with what we confirm everything with. And so we hope that you will be able to join us every day as we kind of think through some of these apologetic perspectives and our daily devotional and scriptures as we go throughout the day. The podcast will be released every evening before the day that they have, so you can listen to it the evening before, get your mind kind of thinking about these things and in this place, or you can listen to it maybe in the drive-in in the morning. And we will make sure that everyone is equipped in our leader meeting to make sure that you know how to access these and to be able to listen to them. So thank you for joining us today. I'm going to ask Aaron to close us with today's scripture verse.
As we look to this week and want to make sure that we have that vision and understanding in place for all we'll be talking about in the week ahead, I just wanted to focus our minds on Psalm 139, verse 14. It says, "I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well."
Amen. Thanks for joining us. See you tomorrow.